I'm here all by myself because, no, I'm going to start this over because I don't like that I was looking at myself because that's what you do. But I was over there, you know? I'm just talking to you, Brian, you know? That's what this is. Okay. Hey there, adventurers. Welcome to Let's Just Go podcast. I'm Kayla. And this week, Chris is actually in Las Vegas, which I think is pretty rude because he actually didn't invite me and I would have happily joined him. But because of that, I'm recording a solo episode. And this week, we are going to talk all about Rockstar Suites on Virgin Voyages. So as you may know, if you've listened to previous episodes, Chris and I are both, I don't want to use the word obsessed, but like we really love Virgin Voyages. And my last cruise on Virgin Voyages was actually May of 2023. And I was on the Mermaid and Voyage of the Greece itinerary. I can't remember what the specific name was. There were two Greece itineraries last year. That being said, we were in a Rockstar suite, an even bigger aft suite, which meant that we had a pretty big balcony on the backside of the ship right above the dock. It was a phenomenal time. But what I wanted to talk about today is just the differences between Rockstars and Mega Rockstars, what that looks like compared to just a regular Virgin Voyage, the things that I really enjoyed about it. And, you know, just like the things that I might potentially change or, you know, I don't get to make decisions. I'm not Richard Branson. But the things that I think could be improved upon, if you will. So we were in just a Rockstar suite. The difference between Rockstar suite and Mega Rockstar is that Mega Rockstar has they can basically do whatever the fuck they want within reason. And Rockstars have like access to a Rockstar agent, which is really great. So there's like someone that essentially like you can message at any time in the app and they can make things happen for you. So like if you need to change a dining reservation or there's like a show you want to see and you didn't get reservations to it, things like that. Or if there's something that needs to be done in your room, like there's a person who's dedicated to helping you for the entirety of your voyage, which is amazing. Loved having that. I generally think I'm not a difficult person, Chris, and also my boyfriend would probably disagree with me. But when it comes to like a customer service situation, I'm not like the person that's asking you to pull out all the stops. So I felt for our Rockstar agent because they were stressed a lot of the time and I would see them and be like, how are things going? And like there was always like there was the one cabin that was a problem. But anyways, I digress. So Rockstar Suites, you actually get to book things earlier than you would if you were just staying in a regular cabin. You've got access to the Rockstar agent, which is great. And then in a regular Rockstar Suite, you've got a bar that is set up in your room before you get there with a bunch of little, like, I don't want to call them baby-sized bottles. I don't know, like, liquid measurements, but, like, if you are at the liquor store and there's the section of like smaller bottles of liquor instead of just like the standard size, there's a bunch of those size bottles of liquor in your room. A couple of mixers, a couple of bottles of wine. And then as usual, they just have like the constantly being restocked still and sparkling water. So that was really nice. There's also a bunch of like glasses that you can use to make your drinks and like all of the different tools that you might need, like a strainer and a jigger and a shaker and stir spoons and, you know, just all the things you might need. And I'm sure that if I had asked my Rockstar agent for something else, they probably would have been able to provide it. But again, I don't really drink a whole lot. So when the cruise was booked, I had still been drinking more. And then I didn't really have very much to drink on this particular cruise that we're speaking of. So That's the big selling point for a lot of people, because on Virgin, you can get a bar tab, but you're typically paying per drink. There's no drink package included. The only way to get anything close to a drink package, other than purchasing a bar tab or having it included in a promotion, is if you are a rock star and you get the one time bar that, like, once everything's empty, it's empty and that's it. Or if you're a mega rock star, you not only get the bar, that bar can be replenished as needed. And also, you're allowed to just, like, go buy drinks wherever you want and it just gets reimbursed. So, like, if you are at dinner and you want a bottle of wine, you can just get the bottle of wine. So if drinking is a priority for you on vacation, I would suggest checking out a rock star or a mega rock star suite. The other things that are different about the suites versus the regular cabins is actually that the beds, in my opinion, are significantly more comfortable in the Rockstar suites because they're just regular king size beds. And in the regular cabins, they're actually twins that, like, come apart. And I think this is my personal preference. I think that the cabin beds are too firm. And I think that they're a lot more plush in the Rockstar suites, which, if you like a firm bed, I know so many people that absolutely love the beds on Virgin. I just personally would rather have the big comfy king size bed. So that's a big difference. The bathrooms are typically much larger. The rooms themselves are much larger. The specific room that we were in actually had, like, a peekaboo window from our shower onto our balcony, which was a lot of fun. The balcony itself, like I said, was really big. And I'm actually going to post on social media a room tour of our Rockstar suite. So if that's something you're interested in, it'll probably be in a couple of days from when this comes out. So go take a look at our social medias and you'll see it. That being said, there's also a specific place on the ship that is only for the rock stars. It's called Richard's Rooftop. It's on the top deck of, or, like, not the top deck. It's on the pool deck, which technically I think there's two decks above that. But it's the front half of the, well, front third of the pool deck. You have to tap your bracelet in order to get in. You also have a different color bracelet so that, like, at a glance, everybody knows that you're a rock star. And this area has, like, day beds. They have their own dedicated bar. There's also a, like, champagne hour every day at Richard's Rooftop. Or if the weather's bad, they'll, like, message you and tell you where it's going to be instead. And it's one of the only places on the ship, other than when you're just getting, like, the regular quick grab food, that you can actually have someone place your order and, like, go get it for you. So just outside of Richard's Rooftop is a little, like, poke bowl place. They do poke bowls. They do some different types of buns. And then there's actually sushi that you can only get if you're staying at Richard's, or if you're staying in a Rockstar suite and you're at Richard's Rooftop. And I got to be honest with you, I like sushi, but I was not a fan of that sushi. I'm pretty sure Brian also was not a fan of the sushi, and he likes sushi even more than I do. So that was disappointing, but it was nice to know that we could have just, like, sat and ordered stuff. We didn't realize that and ended up actually, like, waiting in a really long line to get food and then went and sat down and then discovered that we could have just ordered it, which was too bad. We were just, like, mingling with the peasants when we didn't mean to. That's kind of how it feels, honestly. Some aspects of, like, rock star things. We met people on our cruise doing an excursion with us that were mega rock stars, and we felt like we were the peasants because we were just regular rock stars. Because mega rock stars get treated so nice. If you've ever done, like, Disney Cruise Line has concierge, that's, like, mega rock stars. Norwegian has the Haven, like, that's the level that mega rock stars is. Rock stars are still great, but it's, like, a suite that doesn't get all of the extra extras, you know? So mega rock stars have their daily bar tab, right? So they're going and ordering drinks however they want. They also have access to the spa basically whenever they want. They also have transfers included, so they can get picked up and dropped off from the ship, which is awesome. They've got then all the other perks that like Brian and I had on our cruise. And the suites for the Mega Rockstars can get up to 2,000 square feet. Like, that's bigger than my whole fucking house. And I live in Texas. I don't live in a place with like small houses. Like, that is a big suite. Like, what are you going to do with all that room? Especially because they're usually for two people. Like, that's usually the maximum occupancy of these suites. That being said, I think that Rockstar suites are great. I can go back to Virgin without a Rockstar suite, but I don't know that I would necessarily want to, just because sleep is important to me. And I love how comfy the beds are. And also, I love being in the actual aft of the ship. So like, I like having my balcony looking out over the back of the ship. And with Virgin, I'm like 99% sure that you have to be in an aft suite in order to have that view, or have that location, I guess, on the ship. That being said, if you've got the money and you want to experience luxury, it is a really good time. We really enjoyed it. We would do Rockstar Suites again. The one thing I didn't mention is that our room also had a record player in it, which is only in the suites. And I thought that was going to be really, really cool. And then they only had one record for us, and it was Pink Floyd. And neither one of us are huge Pink Floyd fans. So like, that wasn't exciting for us. And our Rockstar agent wasn't able to swap it out for us, which was too bad. But they did have a connector for us to be able to plug into the speakers. It was nice to be able to like listen to our own music. It did take a long time for us to get the cord to connect to it. And it was just like too bad that we couldn't use the record player, because it used to be that there was a record shop on the ships and you could go and swap them out. At least that was my understanding. And then the record shop just sort of like is discontinued, I guess. They're just not using it in that same capacity anymore. So my one caveat is that I would like to have had a record that I could use. But all in all, it was a great time. As you all know, we love Virgin Voyages on this podcast. And I think that you should all go on a Virgin cruise. But the Rockstar Suites, they really are a good time. So on that note, thank you so much for listening to me all by myself. Let's be honest, I'm a better time than Chris. We all know this. This is not new information. But thank you so much for listening. We appreciate all of your support. You're subscribing and downloading and engaging with us. Really, it means a lot to us. It's really exciting to watch the numbers go up and realize that people actually care what we have to say, at least for me. Chris might not care, but I think it's really exciting. So thank you so much, and let's just go. Love you. Thanks. You're the best.